Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From 1010 Wins.
So 1010, whoa. You ready for this?
A man's soul saw his dead body. John Montone, 1010 Wins.
Right. Right. Do we have the breaking news horn, please, Eddie? I would like to hear that for this. Breaking news, powered by BetQL. Become a better sports better. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You ready for this? You got any guesses?
1010 wins and then we're repeating it?
Yeah. Oh, come on with this thing.
1010 wins and we're repeating it. And sounds like you're going to have some fun with it.
Mayor Bill de Blasio.
There you go.
Quote.
Uh-oh.
Our plan is to fully reopen New York City on July 1st. End quote. Everything coming back. We're ready for stores to open, businesses to open, offices, theaters, full strength. What we're seeing is people have gotten vaccinated in extraordinary numbers. So restrictions lifted July 1st, Boomer. Everything back to normal, pre-coronavirus. Everybody flooding back to the city that left. Hey, everybody out there in the Hamptons, come on back! We're open!
That's usually the time of year that they go out to the Hamptons.
We'll
that's right.
Full office here, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Everybody back. Hey. Moose and Maggie, July 1st, get your asses in those seats over there. Let's go.
In the event of the apocalypse, we'll have live team coverage and expanded traffic and transit reports here on 1010 Wins.
7-1. We're back, Boomer.
Okay.
There you go. Your mayor. Your guy. Yeah. Broadway Bill.
Not much longer.
Fugazis.
Can't wait to the next Fugazi guy they put in there.
Big Broadway Bill coming up big. For the city.
Big announcement.
Big. Well, he said that was his plan. I mean, who knows?
Plans can change.
Change that whole thing. Well, I guess that's good news, though, huh? How many? So we got the, what is this? What are we in here? April. It'll be May on Saturday.
Right.
So we got May, and then it's followed by June is after May.
Yeah, so we're kind of looking about 8 weeks.
Okay, and then we're open. Then we're open. And that's it. We're just busting in everywhere. No masks.
What do you mean we're open? I was out on the street yesterday. Things are open.
No.
People out there
eating. No,
it's not open.
No restrictions.
No restrictions. Don't even try to. Yeah, no restrictions. No indoor capacity restrictions on the restaurants.
Tell you that you can walk around without a mask outside now.
But we're going inside and we're spitting on each other again. That's what we're doing.
That means when you're eating dinner, someone coughing right on you. It's all back to normal. All
right, that's right.
Does that mean that's when we're getting the restaurants out of the street and getting some parking spots back?
I would think
so. When is that happening?
July 1st. Everything's happening July 1st. I'm going to go over to that Hale and Hearty Soups across the street. I'm going to order myself a minestrone, and then I'm making out with the employee. That's what I'm doing. July 1st.
July 1st. I'm going to go to a local deli here in the city where they just have the food all out for all people to breathe on and things.
Yeah.
Those buffets. I'm going to get me a buffet.
There you go. I don't see you going to a buffet.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to the Essen Buffet. I'm going to go over to that fried rice part there. It's delicious. I'm going to take the spoon. I'm going to eat right out of the vat and put the spoon right back in there with no guilt. July 1st.
Eddie wants to know, are strip clubs back in business?
July 1st. I think that probably everything. Here's the answer to every question. Yes. It's open July 1st, according
to a year and a half.
Big Broadway Bill.
Big Broadway Bill.
That's right.
Go, go, go.
We are back. So everybody that left, come on back. If you moved down to North Carolina or Tennessee or you went out to the Hamptons and that summer house of yours has become your full-time residence because you were working from home, it's time to come back. No more working from home. We're all back in our big commercial residential buildings.
Come on back. Pay the taxes. Hey, let's go to Johnny in Port Jefferson. Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right. What's going on?
Excellent. Listen, you guys were talking about cameos the other day about Sean Avery and I think one of the Jennas, but I'm going to tell you something. I got one from Sean Avery. After we get off, I can get you guys somehow if I can send it to you. I can't say what he said exactly, but he is hysterical. If you could get somebody to send one for your birthday, my daughter did it for me. I'm a diehard Ranger fan like you, Boomer, and I'm going to tell you something. The guy is hysterical. I'm retired from the city. You know, and I own the condo, and he's telling me all this stuff. He goes, let me tell you, John, out there with your daughters, they love you and this and that. He goes, and you don't need permission to do anything on your condo. You were a cop for 21 years. He goes, you carry a gun. You do what you need to when you need to.
No, he's great, and this is why.
He's unbelievable. He just doesn't.
Yeah.
When I tell you hysterical, I mean, he added a couple of verbal things I can't say on the air, but I have never met a guy on it. He gave me more time than was allotted, and he's just like, he'll do whatever he wants. He goes, who's going to mess with him? He goes, I have never met. He's just hysterical. But before I get off, if I could send you this video somehow, you guys will talk about it for years. It's just so funny.
We'll talk about it for years.
Hold on. Maybe, Al, you can send it to Al via one of our Twitter websites
or
whatever.
Al, just give John and Port Jeff your cell phone number. Have him text you a video.
There you go. You love
take
that,
care
Al.
Of that. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. This is why I'm pushing for Sean Avery for TBS and TNT to hire him. ESPN will not hire him. I don't think.
No, they don't want no problems. They want no problems over there.
But I you know,
they want everybody to be Mike Greenberg.
Think it would be great on TNT and TBS, the new hockey broadcast side, and be one of their analysts in the studio.
Yeah.
Now put him with Paul Bissonnette or some other one of these agitators, and let him go in and let him have some fun.
Yeah, ESPN.
And make hockey fun. You know, make it fun again.
Sure, of course.
It is fun.
Yeah, get into it. I mean, if ESPN could clone Mike Greenberg and just put him in every situation, they would. That's what they want.
Well, that's ESPN. That's
straight-laced, vanilla, boring.
Yes.
No edge.
Right.
Cardboard sports talk.
Yes.
That's what they want. If anybody pushes the limits, out. See you later. Don't need the headache. Screw you.
Very smart buy, though, by ESPN, man, and ESPN Plus. It's well worth the money. They'll get a whole new range of fans over there, and they want them. They want those fans. Those fans are affluent. Those fans have money. Those fans spend money on their teams. Those fans want to watch the games. And the hockey fan is a passionate, money-spending fan base.
Yeah.
They spend money like crazy.
Yeah.
Like most of my Ranger fan friends, kind of like me,
broke because they spent all their money on hockey.
We have like 25 jerseys of like all the guys that have come through here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, of course, man.
My son has like 8 of them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what you do.
My daughter used to actually wear Ranger jerseys.
That's what you do when you get authentic ones, unlike the Bengals. All right, let's go. Here he is. So this is great. The man who sent us all these wonderful gifts and sent me the custom guitar, Boomer, a monthly gift to the Boomer Esiason Foundation, the dog biscuits that I ate, the book, the great Bill in North Carolina. Thanks, Bill. That was very thoughtful of you, man.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going? You're very welcome, all of you. And, Boomer, you say you haven't done everything. I know you don't have a regulator, but come on. People will call up this show and talk about their encounters with celebrities and royalty and crap. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I did that twice, 1987, you know. I met Michael Jordan. I was in there in my underwear talking with him. You know?
Yeah, we were. Yeah,
it's true story.
Yeah, it's true story.
I know. You kill a lot of people's life dreams as a normal Tuesday for you.
Sorry about that. But anyway, I appreciate the thought of you doing what you're doing for our foundation. That's very, very nice. So tell us about this guitar that you got, Gio.
Sure. It's Pistols Crown Guitars. It's a great place. It's in El Paso, Texas. My pal Jorge Ibarra is a great luthier, and he makes those guitars by hand, makes the bodies, does all the relicking. And Gio's his second celebrity guitar, actually, after Garth Brooks, so it's not bad company.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And they do range, but having a custom design is something a little different. You can, if you really want to, you can price compare on Reverb and a bunch of other sites for just the bodies that he makes. But when you talk about how much you love the black jerseys coming back and Mets enthusiasm, and come on, we live in opposite world where the Knicks are relevant again. And it's like 1991 because the Rangers can beat up on the Devils, but nobody else. So I figured I'd just make this color scheme for you, have it have a little bit of an edge to it. And, yeah, it's ultra light. I mean, it plays really well. I actually have one myself. And, Boomer, I really wish you played guitar because I have the only lefty this guy's ever made as a fellow southpaw. And it's got some really great noiseless pickups in it. It's pretty badass. So the next
I can't wait to hear Gio play it. By the way, how are you doing by the, physically and everything?
You know, I'm okay. I went to Duke a couple of weeks ago, and believe it or not, my organ transplants are the least problematic thing that I have. The one thing that I have to get fixed from that end now is that they decided to leave a really large hernia in me. They're like, oh, we'll fix it later. So 2 years later, I told them I want to keep everything inside. So we'll schedule that for some point. Man. But
Bill, you've gone through how many surgeries now, man?
Well, let's see. 8 on my feet, 3 for my transplant itself, 1 amputation on my toe, cancer. You know what?
It's a lot, man. And you know what? You still have a strong spirit and a positive outlook. I mean, you are an inspiration. The fact that, I mean, you call up, you'd never know. I mean, I know we've talked about, you know, Twitter and back and forth and some of the stuff you've gone through. When you call up, you know, you're talking sports, you're talking guitars. I mean, you have a tremendously strong spirit.
Well, I don't bitch and complain, but I will talk about the things that happen. And yeah, I mean, I'm turning 40 next month, so I've figured at this point it's tough to pretend to be anything other than what you are. And I guess I'm well adjusted. But you talk about positivity this month in April. Boomer knows this for the transplant patients that he has with his foundation. It's Donate Life Month, and it's when people are encouraged to check that box off on their license and
become an organ donor. That's right. Yep.
Right, to be an organ donor. And through mathematics and some happenstance, I actually figured out who I thought my donor was. And it turned out that my donor's widow had been looking for any recipients from her husband. So a friend of mine who's way, way more intrusive than me just wound up talking to this woman on Instagram after noticing that she was trying to see if her husband's donation made a difference. And I actually met the family of my donor, and it turns out my donor was an African-American gentleman. He was in his 30s. He was a former professional football player in Canada, actually, and was an assistant coach for a Division I football team. And I have such a legacy to live up to now. Wow. Yep. I never thought the person who donated would have his own Wikipedia page, let alone be somebody who was featured on SportsCenter at one point. So I'm very grateful to know that despite totally different backgrounds and despite the best pieces of my body actually originally being somebody else's, it's just amazing that you can give that kind of gift, whether you're alive, whether it's your last thing to do on the planet. And it was just so fulfilling to let her know and let his family know, his children, that his sacrifice and his loss wound up something very special for me.
Maybe Steve Hartman of CBS Sunday Morning will want to do this story. I mean, this is another unbelievable one. Well, Bill, listen.
I'd love to be famous. I'd love to be famous. I'm infamous with you guys now. Sure there's somebody calling my mother right now saying, your son's on the radio.
Yeah, well, listen, Bill, thanks for everything, man. You're too kind. You didn't have to do this. We really appreciate it. It's great to get to know you.
One quick thing for you, Gio.
Yeah, go for it.
There is a note in there for you inside the bag. I'm sorry the bag is just, kind of crappy. I don't know what kind of case you used. But the next time you go to the headliner, this was originally supposed to be for your triumphant return to the headliner. Maybe you can just hold it up like a sword during the flotilla across the water. But I'm really hoping to hear a second single after Hey Bro. You need to come up with something else. And I gave you a couple of names in the note in your bag.
I'll check it out, Bill, after the show. I'll read it. Thanks, man.
You guys take care.
All right, see ya. Yeah, Hey Bro was what I performed there instead of Joe at the headliner at the kickoff to summer
party.
That
was awesome. You know, that is really awesome. It's an awesome story. I always tell the kids that I meet that do get, lung donations or I just say, look, man, you got to earn those lungs. Somebody lost those lungs. Somebody's, is a donor, and you have to make sure those lungs last because that's the lasting gift that somebody can give. And, you know, Bill obviously is very
understands that.
And
yeah.
understands that.
They say carry on a legacy is the word that he used. So very cool. Thanks again, Bill. You're the best.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
One thing I'm worried about, though, is are you even going to watch the draft with the Rangers and Islanders playing? Like, am I going to have to carry this thing and be like, you're going to log on or connect and go, hey, Gio, what happened in the draft? And well, I'm going to have to explain it to you.
I guess it all kind of depends on if the Islander and Ranger game goes the way the last one went. Believe me, I'll be fixated on the draft.
Okay.
No, I'll be watching both, and I'll be up to snuff on everything. But it's a huge two-game series because the Rangers are 5 points behind the Islanders. The Islanders have one game in hand. Islanders haven't played that well as of late, but they did beat the Rangers 6-1. It'd be interesting because the Rangers, you know, just came through this easier part of their schedule. They took care of business. It's not their fault who they play, but at least they didn't, you know, stub their toe, if you will, against the worst teams in the league. And now they have these six games against these really top teams. And, you know, these two games, these home-and-home games between the Islanders should be playoff intensity.
Jerry Recco is here with his update. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, guys. Good morning. We're brought to you by Flag and Anthem Spring Clothing Collection. Visit flagandanthem.com. Back to the Knicks and a good solid night for them as they can maybe bounce back from the loss to Phoenix with another win as they make it 11 of 12.
Long three. It's good. Emmanuel quickly. From way downtown once again. It's a 9-0 start here to this fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's Mike Breen on MSG. The Knicks wound up beating the Bulls 113-94. That was Emmanuel Quickley, who had 13 on the night. So did Reggie Bullock. 34 for Julius Randle. Had a big first quarter. Knicks go to 35-28. Here was Quickley on MSG. Team just went out and got it done.
We had a game plan, you know, to come out and just play hard. You know, credit to Chicago. They're a great team. But we stuck with it.
They're not a great team, but the Knicks are becoming a very good team, and they showed it last night. Here is Coach Tom Thibodeau. We keep doing what we do.
Again, it really starts with our defense. If we can get stops and we can go, and then, you know, we got a number of guys that can put the ball in the basket.
So. Yeah, they sure do. A lot of scoring up and down. R.J. Barrett had 22 points.
It was just great to see Obi Toppin do some things last night that you could see his athleticism.
Yeah, he looked confident, which he hasn't looked a lot this season.
You know that one play where he was along the baseline and he went in and it looked like he was leaping over everybody and the ball did not go in, but then he put it back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that little snippet.
It's the best he's looked all year.
Tells you that maybe he's got something going. And also the lob pass from Derrick Rose was good.
The alley-oop.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he's just finally starting to figure it out a little bit. That will be a huge help here moving forward.
And you're not wrong when you say that, but it is funny. He's been in the league for like 60 games, and we're sitting there saying maybe he's finally figured it out. Like, it takes some guys a little while.
Yeah, you know, and I also think sometimes you just don't let yourself go because you're not sure. And that's why I was saying to Gio this morning, I would think if I were Tom Thibodeau, I said, look, man, you are a great athlete. You can run and you can jump. You got long arms. Let's go. And, you know, sometimes they make mistakes on the defensive end of the court, and that's why they don't play. And then all of a sudden that starts messing with their head and their confidence. And I saw last night at least little snippets of a confident basketball player that we saw at Dayton, why he won the player of the year in the NCAA 2 years ago.
No question about it. So the Knicks, 7 games over .500 as they now embark on this 6-game road trip, which does begin in Houston Sunday. And as we discussed this morning, they are now fourth all alone in the East because the Hawks lost big to the Sixers, 127-83. Seth Curry had 20 for Philly, who are now 1 game behind the Nets for the top spot in the East. Brooklyn and Indiana tonight on the Fan, and that will be followed by Boomer and Gio and their draft coverage. Also from the NBA last night, mentioned the Suns. They beat the Clippers 109-101. They clinched a playoff spot first time in 11 years. Chris Paul had 28. Nikola Jokic with 32-7-8 and a big block on Zion Williamson late. Nuggets beat the Pelicans 114-112. And how about this final score? The Jazz hit, count them, they made, not took, they made 24 three-pointers. The Jazz beat the Kings in regulation 154-105.
Wow.
Yeah, beyond bizarre. All right, to the baseball we go. And we start with the Yankees because that's the good. They hit 3 home runs, including this one.
A homer, 2 RBIs, and he swings and lifts a fly ball to left down the line toward the wall. She's gone. Left field produces home runs in Camden Yards. A fly ball snuck in near the pole in the first row.
And that was for Mike Ford. Yay.
Hey. Yay. John Ford, they brought him up. When are they bringing Sterling. Up? When are they bringing up Miggy?
On the Fan. Do not know. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know.
You're locked in with that guy. You know everything about him. Well,
by the way, if you discussed this already, and I don't mean to be jumping around, but I saw this and I shook my head. That Fakakta report about Omar and Matt Harvey. Isn't that what you told us a year ago?
Yeah, we did discuss it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was yesterday.
Okay, got it. Anyway, Yankees wound up winning 7-0. Gio Urshela and Clint Frazier also homered. And Domingo Germán was outstanding. 7 innings, 3 hit ball. Actually got guys that hit for him, unlike other pitchers in this state. Here was Aaron Boone. So what was working for Germán?
I thought his stuff was really good. I mean, he was, you know, he has that ability to kind of throttle back and forth a little bit on his fastball, reach back when he needs to.
Here was Clint Frazier trying to turn things around for sure, and maybe this series has been a good thing for this club.
I came into this season, just myself, a lot of us, with expectations, and it hasn't gone the way for us all the way that we want it to.
But now they've won back-to-back games over the Orioles.
I will say this, that it has gone well for Higashioka, though.
Yeah, I mean, and this is obviously is a big story not only here, but it's gone national.
It's got to be a national story.
This national Gary Sanchez Higashioka thing. He was even on Sirius XM radio nationally. Chris Mad Dog Russo was talking about the catching situation.
They might actually have Higgy out there, Higashigawa, who has done a nice job. We'll have to wait and see. And, you know, Higagawa has really played very well for the Yankees.
Higagawa, single for Higashioka.
And, you know, Higagawa has really played very well for the Yankees.
Higagawa. So there's a couple of big stories out there in sports. NBA MVP, Jokic. And how he is just really just spread like crazy throughout the NBA and the MVP. And the other thing, if you want to do a little baseball, Higagawa taking over the starting role there for the Yankees behind the plate.
Jesus God.
So take a couple calls. You want to jump a line? If you want to do Jokic, we can do a little Jokic. If you want to do Higagawa, we can do a little bit of that as well. Higagawa's.
It's amazing.
We could do a little bit of him and Sanchez.
And what does he do at 1 o'clock every afternoon?
What's that, Jerry?
High heat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, high heat.
You have to explain this to me.
I.
He knows as much baseball as anybody, but he cannot pronounce one guy's name.
Yeah, so what is that thing that you have around the office if someone has a heart issue? What's that whole
thing? And then from that point on, they brought the filibators. What is it called? The filibation units?
The filibation units.
Is he trying to say defibrillator?
Yes.
Oh my.
And then from that point on, they brought the filibator. The filibators. What is it called? Yeah. The filibation units?
Well, you know, these Yankee fans are so tired of Gary Sanchez, you know, they were looking for the filibation units.
My God.
The Filibaters.
You make it up.
But now they got Higagawa in there so you could put the filibation units away because he's stabilized that position. So that's what we got on this Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon, a little Jokic in the NBA, a little Higagawa in Major League Baseball.
The filibations.
The filibation units.
And then from that point on, they brought the filibator, the filibators. What is it called? The filibation units?
Yeah.
What does his Twitter feed look like?
I think someone else runs it.
Oh, my God. No, I meant the responses.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's like everything. Every time something happens here, they go run. They ask him about it. Like, for what? So stupid.
They go ask Kate Igawa about this one.
Higagawa's.
What do you think about that lineup over at the Fan? God.
Holy smokes!
Stupid.
Okay. Well, today we'll see if Higagawa is in the lineup or not. Jordan Montgomery makes the start, taking on Jorge Lopez. We'll have the game on the Fan coverage at 12:25 later on today. As for the Mets, they wound up losing to the Red Sox 1-0. They had a grand total of, count them, 1-2, two hits, two lousy hits in 9 innings of baseball and 15 strikeouts. James McCann was asked if the COVID pause they had and their weird schedule with the weather has had something to do with their atrocious offense.
Really, there's no excuse. You know, the layoff that we had after spring training, you know, it's kind of just been a running thing of where we've gotten, we've missed games, we've had rainouts, guys are trying to get a feel. I mean, you can name a bunch of things, but at the end of the day, there's just no excuse.
Well, it's a good stand-up answer. And Jacob DeGrom, as you said he would, both of you guys, when asked about no run support and not winning and only giving up a few hits, he says, boy, I can't give up that run.
They're in second, didn't make pitches when I needed to. You know, left a ball over the middle, and Bogaerts hit the double and then just wasn't able to execute on those next few batters to, you know, get us out of that
Heaven
spot.
Heaven forbid he gives up one lousy run and gets the loss, and he did. He had 9 strikeouts in 6 innings, and nothing. He takes the L. Mets are in Philadelphia tomorrow night. Last night, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 5-3. The 6th inning was definitely the story. Played this for you earlier. It's the sound off NBC Sports Philly. Bryce Harper, the first batter in the 6th, facing Genesis Cabrera. First offering by Cabrera.
Finished that rookie year with a 270. Oh, man. Hit him right in the face. It deflected into his face.
Yeah, and what was crazy was after Harper came out, pinch runner, he was actually okay, believe it or not. The very next batter was one Didi Gregorius. Didi Gregorius was up next.
And he hits Didi Gregorius now, and Didi goes down.
Yeah, that's John Crux saying, oh, man. Joe Girardi came out. He got himself ejected, and rightly so, his reaction after the game.
He's got to go, right? If you're really protecting the players, obviously, he doesn't have command. He's got to go.
The third pitch he threw, and I'm not making this up, so you got first and second, nobody out. Andrew McCutchen's up. He throws the ball into the dirt like 5 feet before home plate. The fourth pitch, a ball in the dirt that McCutchen actually swung and missed on. And then the fifth pitch was a RBI single to left. And at that point, he was allowed because McCarthy.
Three batter rule, right?
Right. McCarthy makes the point after he hits Didi. Doesn't he got to come get him and get him out of the game?
Can't.
And Crux like, no, he's got to face a third batter. So as soon as the ball hit the bat, he was out.
So here you go. Here's a collateral damage of that new rule.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Nobody thought of this.
And nobody in their wildest dreams could have thought of this. And this doesn't happen very often.
No.
You know, maybe once out of 1,000 times this happens.
I don't know if anything. Well, if you think about it, when was the last? Was it Stanton as the last player that got hit square in the face by a fastball? So then to think the next pitch would hit a guy, I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, unless teams are throwing at each other, then possibly it's happening. But that wasn't different. The case here. This kid was just wild.
Yes, he was all, and you could tell by his reaction that he had no control.
Right, and maybe the umpire has to step in and say, okay, look, come on, get out of here. Let's go. Let's.
And that was Joe Girardi's point.
Yeah, and maybe Joe made a very good point there. If it were my guys, I'd be
ticked off too.
No sure. question.
Especially that, you know, Harper gets hit right in the face.
I know, and it wasn't, as Tom McCarthy said, it wasn't deflected no. into his face. It was, he caught the ball with his face.
Yes, it basically smushed his nose into his skull, and somehow he was all right. He yeah. posted on Instagram.
You know, the amazing thing, if he were a hockey player, he would have come back in the game. But in baseball, you got to take the guy out of the game. In other words, the hockey player, you put right back in the game after he goes back and gets his stitches.
No shift change in right. Major League Baseball. Yeah. First round of the NFL draft tonight, as we mentioned. Also of note here, the Giants did exercise their fifth-year option on Saquon Barkley. Teddy Bridgewater was traded to the Broncos. You mentioned the NHL. Your beloved Rangers take on your second love in the Islanders.
No. Calm down.
Well, your son-in-law plays on.
Yeah, but it's not,
and the Devils. Well, listen, we know the truth. And the Devils face the Flyers
you're
tonight.
No, you're out of your mind.
Also, real quick.
You have no idea what you're talking
because
about.
Because I find this interesting.
Yes.
So a couple of years ago, Conor McGregor was arrested for assault. He punched a man in a bar. He wound up buying the bar this week. And he promptly posted that man that he assaulted is banned for life.
Gotta pretty love good.
That is funny. Yeah. So we have that as well. There you
all
go.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Some actor playing a scientist will look at the screen and be like, it's headed right for us. Watch out.
Armageddon.
Yeah, Armageddon's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sort of getting that feeling about a potential
what
celebrity couple.
Uh-oh.
I think the forces are aligning.
Where they're coming together?
Where it could be the single most insufferable couple on Earth.
Okay, can I guess?
Go ahead.
The male has to be A-Rod.
Yes.
Okay. The female has to be Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought that, but the way that you phrase that, the way that you put that, maybe they'll buy a team.
What's what?
Well, he's buying the Timberwolves, right?
He is. He already has. Okay. The Timberwolves and Lynx. So this is, and this is probably why you're thinking this too. Both of them are doing the revenge bod thing. You know the revenge bod? It's like you break up with somebody and then all of a sudden you're back in shape. So, and they're posting about it. So every other Kim Kardashian story is an Instagram post of her, like, reading a book in a bikini, you know, her doing something. You know, she's just like, she's out there in the backyard like this.
Why is it any different than anything else she's ever put out there?
Because it's ratcheting up.
Oh, I see.
There's more of it. And then A-Rod yesterday posts a before and after of him. December 2020, April 2021, where he slimmed down a little bit.
Well, December 2020, he was going through the pandemic like the rest of us and probably put on some pounds.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. It was just this past December.
Yeah.
So, but they're both.
You think J-Lo kicked him to the curb because he's getting fat?
No, I don't think that was it. No, I think it was a whole thing with that Southern Charmed actress and what was going on there. But anyway, but these two now are posting with their revenge bods. They both love themselves. They both love the spotlight. They're both very rich.
There's a feel-good thing about what's going on right here, right now.
Single at the same time, and it's just you can feel the magnet
you
between
have a thing,
these
two. You have a thing for things like this, so I have to agree with you. That's why I said what I said.
Uh-oh.
Because you definitely know this kind of stuff.
Now, I think A-Rod would probably reach out to her. I don't think she would reach out to
him. You don't think intermediaries get involved?
Well, yeah, I do, but I think that A-Rod would instruct his people to reach out to her people. They're at least going to go on a date.
Yuri Sucrate?
His cousin? A-Rod's the steroid cousin? Yeah. Yuri Sucrate? Yeah, that's right. That was great. He blamed it all on him. Or was it Yuli Sucrate or Yuri? Whatever.
Well, Yuri would be like a Soviet.
Yuri.
I think it was Y-U-R-I.
Yeah, Yuri Sucrate.
Is that a Soviet name, Yuri?
I don't think so.
Not sure.
I don't believe it is.
Yuri Gagarin, wasn't he like the first man in space, maybe?
Sputnik?
You're thinking of Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, right. Buzz Aldrin, Eddie. I think you're way off on this. His name is Buzz, not Yuri. But anyway, so yeah, this is going to happen.
Yeah, Yuri Gagarin.
Okay, there you go. So anyway, so
Sputnik, right?
No, that was the first thing to be launched into orbit.
There was nobody on Sputnik.
Right. Sputnik was was a monkey that Russia sent to space.
Incorrect also.
Anyway. Keep an eye on
that. Don't be messing with space when Eddie's in there.
Yeah, I know. So if that happens, remember, we were the first to say it right here on Boomer and Geo. Did you see the finale of Temptation Island?
I did not.
You didn't yet.
Recorded
okay.
It, DVR.
All right. It happened on Tuesday night. I watched
it. Oh, it did?
Yeah. It's Tuesday night. It's not Wednesday night.
Oh, I didn't even check my DVR.
Yeah. So I watched it in the finale. I won't, because you haven't seen it. There's no discussion at this point. We'll talk about it another day. Maybe next week, because we got the draft and all that stuff tomorrow.
Oh, we got a
tomorrow.
Lot of stuff going on tonight. Tonight is Temptation Island with the draft.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I just hope that I'm just worried about you tonight.
What is the most interesting thing about the NFL draft for you going into it? The third pick, the 11th pick, what is it?
I think personally what the Giants do, because I know we're going to talk a lot about that.
Right.
But I guess...
What about what the 49ers do?
No, because, I mean, we'll mention it because it'll start the domino effect. But really, you know, tomorrow, probably the thing we're going to open with is who ended up falling to the Giants. That's what, because we know Zach Wilson... You know, unless the Patriots do something crazy.
Well, we'll also see what the Jets do with their second first round pick.
Yeah, I know. So I think, yeah, because we know Zach Wilson, the biggest story to me is going to be the Giants pick. You know, unless they trade back, and in that case, it will be less interesting. But still, the Giants pick, the Jets second pick, and then what the 49ers do in the rest of the way the draft shakes out. Because we've been talking about Zach Wilson now for a month because we knew this is what the Jets were going to do. But yeah, I'd probably say... Who's available for the Giants and what direction do they go is the most interesting thing for me right now.
Locally,
as far as the show goes. As far as the show goes. Because, I mean, that's an unknown. You know, the Zach Wilson thing, I'm already tired of the guy. He hasn't even been drafted yet. Isn't that a shame, though? You know, the way we do these things is we chew it up so much and spit it out and we're on to the next thing. It's like I feel like Zach Wilson's been a Jet for 7 years.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing, too, that we tend to forget is that... You know, he called Chad Pennington. He called Mark Sanchez.
I know. That's a bad idea.
Right? He called all these guys. So that kind of told you that he was coming to the Jets.
Yeah, I know. But this is why I brought this up the other day. I said, if you were Zach Wilson, who would be the person that you would talk to first? And you mentioned Tom Brady. It's hard to argue that. I mentioned Baker Mayfield because he just came to the league 3 years ago, also a franchise that has had a horrible run of quarterbacks. A young guy, a little bit of an edge. That's why I thought, like, talking to all these. I mean, Pennington had some success. But like
I think Pennington could give him sage advice. He's the point where, you know, he's past it now and you can look back and reflect on things, and he was a first-round draft pick.
And Mark Sanchez played in some big games too. But,
sure.
But, I mean, you know, it's like...
You got to find your own way eventually.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want to know... See, if I'm someone who's trying to break the Jets curse of things...
See, but that's the other thing that he's going to have to deal with.
I don't want to hear about that.
I know, but that's going to be a question that's going to be, you know, posed to him. You know the quarterback problems we've had here. The Jets have been this, that. You know, and he's going to have to deal with it. I don't know how aware of it he is. I would think that he's pretty aware of it.
Mm-hmm. He's going to become more aware of it. I think it's, you know, in Baker Mayfield, the way he handled the Browns thing, he's like, I don't care what happened here. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Same thing with the Bills and Josh Allen.
Yeah. But they at least.
I'm trying to make my own way, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what happened to anybody else prior to me. I'm just here to do my thing.
And that's the way I think you need to handle something like that. The past doesn't mean anything to Zach Wilson. It doesn't. I've been talking to these guys who had some good times, some bad times with the Jets. I mean, I guess it can't hurt, but I'd also be like, whatever.
Think about this from a Zach Wilson standpoint. Do you think when he was a kid that he ever even mentioned the Jets? Like, did it ever come up in conversation with him when he was watching, maybe when he was watching professional football, Rex Ryan and all that stuff, that probably, because they were pretty good back then when he was growing up.
Yeah, I would probably think the Broncos.
Yeah, so remember that the game that the Jets and the Broncos played, where I think Tim Tebow was the quarterback and they punted 11 times and still beat the Jets.
Yeah, right. Well, how old was he in 1998 in that AFC Championship game between the Jets and Broncos?
I don't think he wasn't born yet. No.
What?
What now?
You gotta be kidding me.
What? Oh, look who it is.
Unbelievable. It's Chernoff.
Makes an appearance. How about that?
Mark Chernoff walked in the door for the first time in over a year.
Wow.
And he threw donuts at me. Here you go. Look at this.
Look at bunch of dozen donuts. Very nice.
Unbelievable.
Mark.
I never in my life thought I'd see that. Thank you, Mark. What a surprise. A shock.
You must be here to fire somebody.
He said it's Thursday. He didn't want to do a Zoom meeting. He wanted to see you in person.
Right. Unbelievable. Eddie, that sneaky son of a gun. How sneaky. Didn't even tell us. And showed up with donut. You want a donut?
No, it's all right.
What do you mean it's all right? You don't want a donut?
Not from Chernoff, no.
No? Okay. No. All right. Well, man, it's amazing. Every time I'm like, you know what? Today I'm going to have a healthy day. And Mark Chernoff's throwing donuts in my face. Happens every time.
Have a donut. You had a bacon chicken dog biscuit. You might as well have a donut.
Excuse me, Boomer. Banana chicken.
Oh, that's
chicken.
Right. Banana chicken dog biscuit.
Dog biscuit.
Have one.
I will.
Eat one.
I will in the break.
Have one right now.
I don't want to eat one on the air then I feel like there's going to be GIFs and stuff. I don't want a GIF.
You know, a GIF.
Someone's going to make a GIF out of me eating a donut.
You're eating a dog biscuit?
I don't need
biscuit.
That. Well, that's fine because that was more like a funny thing. I don't want to say, look at this fat guy. All he does is eat donuts. And be like a video and everything. I don't need that in my life. So anyway.
Okay.
That's great. Mark Chernoff is here so he can explain to us finally what the hell we're doing tonight. I still don't know. All right. Very good. Boomer and Geo, quick break on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We will come right back. You know, we're going to have to take Frank in Saddlebrook at some point. I think he called at like 6:10 this morning, and we haven't gotten to him yet, and he's still there.
Yeah, he must have a very important message.
Frank, why are you still hanging on, man?
Because I'm walking in the park. I'm doing my exercise. So I would have hung up by now. I don't know how long you're going to keep me waiting.
Yeah, all right, Frank. Well, hang on. Wait a little more, all right? It's Boomer and Geo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.